This is listening comprehension paper of the advanced level exam. This paper has three parts. You will hear each one of the passages twice. Now write your name in the corresponding space on the exam paper. Part 1. Listen to the following extracts, 1 to 5, and match them to the corresponding statements, A to H. Then write the letter in the corresponding white box. There are three statements you do not need. You now have 30 seconds to read the statements. Extract 1.
Questions being raised over the way crime statistics are recorded after it emerged that many police forces across England and Wales have been wrongly classifying serious violent crimes. Because of the error, there's been a sudden rise in the most serious assaults of 22%. The Home Office maintains that overall crime, including violent crime, is still falling.
Extract 2.
The government says compulsory lessons on sex and relationships will be adapted to reflect the values of parents and the ethos of each school. The subject is to become a mandatory part of the curriculum for all pupils aged 5 to 16 in England.
Extract 3.
It's the first British council to cut the cash for speed cameras. We check out whether those yellow boxes really will vanish.
This is Newsbeat's Tamerton Ford in Swindon to find out. And not everyone's happy.
I can't even describe how it feels to lose your child. There will be more deaths, and it will be the council that are responsible for these deaths.
Extract 4.
The BBC Trust has said it will review the corporation's taste and decency guidelines in the light of the row over the Russell Brand show on Radio 2. But the Trust chairman, Sir Michael Lyons, has warned that the BBC has to be relevant to the day and age and must not be afraid to take risks.
Extract 5.
The British bank Barclays says it's raising more than $12 billion from international investors, mainly from the royal families of Qatar and Abu Dhabi. Our business reporter Mark Gregory reports.
Barclays was one of four big British banks offered help by the British government to prop up its finances. Unlike its rivals, it turned the money down. Instead, it's turned to investors in the Middle East, notably the royal families of two Gulf states, Abu Dhabi and Qatar.
Now, listen again. Extract 1.
Questions being raised over the way crime statistics are recorded after it emerged that many police forces across England and Wales have been wrongly classifying serious violent crimes. Because of the error, there's been a sudden rise in the most serious assaults of 22%. The Home Office maintains that overall crime, including violent crime, is still falling.
Extract 2.
The government says compulsory lessons on sex and relationships will be adapted to reflect the values of parents and the ethos of each school. The subject is to become a mandatory part of the curriculum for all pupils aged 5 to 16 in England.
Extract 3.
It's the first British council to cut the cash for speed cameras. We check out whether those yellow boxes really will vanish. This is Newsbeat's Tamerton Ford in Swindon to find out. And not everyone's happy.
I can't even describe how it feels to lose your child. There will be more deaths, and it will be the council that are responsible for these deaths.
Extract 4.
The BBC Trust has said it will review the corporation's taste and decency guidelines in the light of the row over the Russell Brand show on Radio 2. But the Trust chairman, Sir Michael Lyons, has warned that the BBC has to be relevant to the day and age and must not be afraid to take risks.
Extract 5.
The British bank Barclays says it's raising more than $12 billion from international investors, mainly from the royal families of Qatar and Abu Dhabi. Our business reporter Matt Gregory reports.
Barclays was one of four big British banks offered help by the British government to prop up its finances. Unlike its rivals, it turned the money down. Instead, it's turned to investors in the Middle East, notably the royal families of two Gulf states, Abu Dhabi and Qatar.